Welcome to the Deep Dive, where we cut through the noise to get to the heart of what matters. Today we're diving into a topic that, well, it sounds incredibly straightforward, doesn't it? Yet it's arguably the single most critical element for the survival and growth of any business. Doesn't matter if it's a startup or a huge global company. We're talking about cash flow. Yeah, so you've given us some really excellent source material here, stuff covering cash flow itself and also some essential strategies for dealing with cash flow problems. And our mission today is pretty clear. We're going to demystify this whole concept. We'll explore why it often trumps profitability, especially in the short term. We'll look at the common pitfalls, you know, where things go wrong, and most importantly, equip you with practical strategies to actually master it, this deep dive. It's your shortcut to really understanding the financial pulse of, well, any operation. Let's get into it. Okay, so at its simplest level, cash flow is just what it sounds like, right? It's the movement of money, or things easily converted to money, into and out of a business. It's absolutely fundamental. I mean, it's how a business literally keeps the lights on, paying those daily expenses, wages, suppliers, rent, all that stuff. Without that constant flow, even the biggest plans just grind to a halt. Now, here's where it gets really interesting, and this is something powerfully emphasized across the sources we look at. Poor cash flow is one of the most common causes of business failure, even more so than a lack of profitability. Just think about that for a second. We often instinctively think profit equals success, right? That's the goal. But imagine, like, a perfectly healthy athlete, super strong, well-trained, suddenly denied water for a week. All that strength, all that potential, it becomes irrelevant pretty quickly.
Right.
You need that immediate lifeblood, which in business terms is cash, just to function day to day. It really forces us to rethink maybe our basic understanding of what makes a business healthy.
That's a great analogy. It really is. Because it highlights this crucial distinction that many people, even experienced business folks, sometimes blur. The difference between profit and cash flow. So profit, that's basically a calculation, right? It's your financial surplus, revenues minus expenses. You see it on the profit and loss statement. It shows how efficient your business was over a period. Cash flow, though, that's the actual money. Tangible cash moving in and out of your bank account. You track it on your cash flow statement. It's all about liquidity, immediate spending power. And the key difference often boils down to timing. Let's take an example. Company A sells, say, $10,000 worth of goods on credit.
Okay.
Now, on paper, fantastic. They've recorded a profit.
Right.
But that cash, it might not actually hit their bank account for 30, 60, maybe even 90 days. Now, Company B, they sell $8,000 worth of goods. Less profit, maybe, but crucially, they get paid in cash immediately.
Ah, I see.
So in that specific moment, Company B, despite having less profit on paper, has way better immediate liquidity. It just shows so clearly how a business can look incredibly profitable, you know, reporting great sales, but still face collapse because it simply doesn't have the actual cash on hand to pay its bills right now. It's the difference between, let's say, being rich on paper versus being cash rich. Very different things.
That timing difference.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not just important. Like you said, it feels like it's everything when it comes to cash flow. And this whole cycle, this constant movement of money in and out, the waiting, it leads us right to another core idea, working capital. And the working capital cycle itself, working capital isn't just some static number on a balance sheet. It's dynamic. It shows the business's health, its resilience. You calculate it current assets minus current liabilities. Basically, it shows your immediate ability to cover those short-term debts. If it's positive, you've got that buffer, that cushion. You can handle small bumps or grab opportunities. Let's try and visualize this working capital cycle step by step. It kicks off when a firm pays cash for raw materials. Okay, so that's money going out, an outflow.
Right.
Then there's usually a delay, maybe 10 days, the sources say, before those materials even arrive. Then you spend time, maybe 30 days, and resources on production, turning materials into goods. Finally, the finished goods are sold. But wait, if those sales are on credit, which they often are, you face more delays before the cash actually comes back in. The example given in the sources mentioned a 90-day cycle.
Well,
from paying for materials to actually getting paid by the customer. 90 days. So what does this mean for you, the listener? Well, every business is constantly trying to shorten that cycle, make it faster. Because a shorter cycle means less time your cash is tied up, less time you're waiting for it to come back and be useful again.
Exactly. And this leads us straight into the concept of liquidity. Very closely related. Simply put, liquidity is about how quickly you can turn an asset into cash without losing significant value in the process. Cash itself. perfectly liquid, obviously. Yeah. Things like accounts receivable, that's money customers owe you, and your finished goods inventory, they're usually pretty liquid too. You can generally turn them into cash reasonably fast. But then you have your illiquid assets. Think of machinery, buildings, property, maybe even raw materials just sitting there. They definitely have value, but you can't just snap your fingers and turn them into cash quickly without potentially taking a big hit on the price. Mm-hmm. And knowing this difference is absolutely vital when a business hits a liquidity crisis. That's that really scary moment when it just runs out of cash, can't cover its immediate short-term liabilities, mm-hmm. wages, suppliers.
Right, to the panic button moment.
Pretty much. And the sources point to common causes, like customers paying late, or unexpected expenses suddenly cropping up, a machine breaks down, a lawsuit, or even growing too fast, that rapid expansion we'll touch on more, without the cash reserves to actually support it. If you don't fix these crises quickly, they lead straight to insolvency. Game over, potentially. So looking at the bigger picture, businesses have to perform this continuous balancing act. It's really delicate. Too little cash. You risk insolvency, can't pay bills. But, and this is maybe less obvious, too much cash sitting around can also be a problem.
Right. That's the counterintuitive part you mentioned earlier. Because mm-hmm. we always talk about cash being the lifeblood. So it's easy to think, well, more must always be better. Mm-hmm. But you're saying having too much cash just sitting there, that can actually be a negative.
Precisely. Yeah. Having excessive cash just parked in a low-interest bank account. Mm-hmm. Well, it means those funds aren't working for you. They aren't being invested back into the business to fuel growth. They aren't being used to pay down expensive debt, perhaps, or generating any kind of decent return elsewhere. It's essentially idle money, a strategic misstep in a way. You're tying up capital that could be deployed much more productively. So it really is like walking a tightrope, finding that sweet spot. Enough liquidity for security, but not so much that you stifle growth.
It definitely sounds like a relentless tightrope walk, nonstop balancing. So if cash flow is the engine, how does it interact with, say, the fuel of investment and the ultimate destination of profit? It feels like a complex dance. Sometimes it's graceful, sometimes, well, chaotic. In the best case scenario, right, you've got healthy cash flow that consistently supports steady profit growth. Everyone's happy. Mm-hmm. That profit, in turn, can then fuel smart investments, maybe expansion, new products, improving efficiency. And that helps the business reach its long-term goals, all backed by solid finances. It becomes a virtuous cycle, doesn't it? Each part reinforcing the others. But then there's the flip side, the worst-case scenario. Weak cash flow can just cripple daily operations. Even if you're making what seem like sensible investments, you might have bought shiny new equipment, maybe opened a new location. But if you suddenly can't pay your suppliers or make payroll, those investments quickly turn into liabilities, don't they?
Absolutely, dead weight.
And this often leads down a dangerous path, mounting debts, unpaid bills, and ultimately, potentially, bankruptcy. Our sources highlight a really powerful example of this, overexpansion, or sometimes called overtrading. Apparently, it's a really common trap. A business takes on big projects, maybe expands really fast, opens lots of new branches, but doesn't have enough working capital, enough day-to-day cash to sustain operations during that expansion phase. It's like building a magnificent house but completely forgetting to stock the fridge. You can't live there yet.
That overexpansion trap is so real, and it's just one of several common reasons why businesses run into cash flow trouble. To give you a clearer picture, the sources we looked at identified basically six key culprits. First, as you just laid out so well, overtrading, expanding too fast without the cash cushion.
Yeah.
You know, imagine a small, successful restaurant suddenly deciding to open three new places at once without securing enough operating cash first. They look successful, profitable on paper, but come month end, they might struggle to pay staff across all locations.
Yeah, I can see that happening easily.
Second, overinvestment in fixed assets, spending too much on things like equipment, buildings, vehicles, leaving too little actual cash for the day-to-day running costs. It's easy to fall in love with new machinery or a fancy office and just overspend.
Guilty as charged, potentially. Yeah. Third, poor credit control. This is a huge one. If your customers consistently pay late, your accounts receivable, the money owed to you, just balloons. But your bank balance stays stubbornly low. You're effectively giving your customers an interest-free loan, which is probably not your business model.
Definitely not ideal.
Fourth, we have unexpected external shocks. And unfortunately, these seem to be getting more common. Think major supply chain disruptions that stop you producing goods. Mm-hmm. Or global crises like pandemics that suddenly kill demand. Or even rapid inflation that makes all your costs shoot up overnight. Things you just can't easily predict.
Right, the curveballs. Fifth, seasonal demand. This is a big factor for certain industries like tourism, agriculture, maybe some types of retail linked to holidays. They often face these really lean off-season months where cash flow can practically dry up, even if they're very profitable overall during the year. And finally, number six, high overhead costs. Just having excessive fixed expenses, rent, salaries, utilities that drain your cash reserves, regardless of how well you're selling.
Wow. Okay. That's quite a list of potential financial landmines. It really does sound like navigating a minefield sometimes. But thankfully, the sources don't just point out the problems, do they? They also arm us with solutions. So let's pivot to that. Let's talk about the toolkit for success. What strategies can a business owner actually use when cash flow problems hit?
Yeah.
Or even better, to stop them happening in the first place?
Exactly. Being proactive is key. We can kind of group these strategies into three main buckets. First bucket, reducing cash outflows, basically slowing down the rate at which money leaves your business.
Makes sense. Stem the flow.
Right. So things like negotiating better credit terms with your suppliers, ask for longer to pay them. A lot of businesses are hesitant, think it looks weak. But often, a good open conversation can get you an extra 15, 30 days. That's valuable breathing room. It's about communication. You can also look for cheaper suppliers, obviously, or alternative ones. Adopting better stock control is another big one. This isn't just about not having piles of unsold stuff lying around. It could mean implementing things like just-in-time systems, so you minimize the cash that's tied up in inventory just sitting there.
Okay, leaner operations.
Yeah. And then there's the classic, cutting unnecessary expenses. Really scrutinize those admin costs, maybe outsource some non-core functions. And finally, in this bucket, consider leasing assets instead of buying them outright. Especially big ticket items. It spreads the cost over time, which is much gentler on your immediate cash flow. Second bucket, increasing cash inflows, getting money into the business faster or getting more of it.
The flip side, speeding up the incoming cash.
Exactly. So this means implementing tighter credit control on your customers, maybe reduce the credit period you offer them from 60 days down to 30, perhaps. Or for larger orders, maybe demand a deposit up front. Secure some cash immediately. You could also incentivize faster payment. Offer a small discount, say 2%, if they pay within 10 days instead of 30. That can be surprisingly effective.
Yeah, that little nudge.
Mm-hmm. Adjusting your pricing policies might also help if the market allows. Generate more revenue per sale. And looking at your products or services, can you diversify? Improve the mix, attract more customers, and therefore more cash.
Mm-hmm.
And the third bucket, for when you need a more significant or immediate boost, is seeking additional finance.
Bringing in external help.
Right. Options here include bank overdrafts. They're relatively quick, good for covering very short-term gaps, but can be expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's debt factoring. This is interesting. Let's say you have invoices out to customers, maybe $10,000 due in 60 days. Instead of waiting, you can sell that debt, that invoice, to a factoring company today. They might give you, say, $9,500 immediately. They then take on the job of collecting the full $10,000 from your customer later. So you get most of the cash instantly, minus the factoring company's fee. It's like fast forwarding your receivables.
Trading a bit of the total for speed and certainty.
Exactly. If you have assets, you're not really using old machinery. Maybe a spare vehicle selling those fixed assets can generate cash. And finally, don't overlook government assistance. Depending on your location and situation, there might be grants, subsidies, or emergency relief programs available, especially during economic downturns, often underutilized.
Okay, so wrapping this all up, what does this really mean for you listening in after this deep dive? It seems crystal clear, doesn't it? Cash flow truly is the lifeblood. Indispensable for survival, crucial for growth. We've really seen how profit alone, while obviously important, just cannot guarantee success on its own. It's liquidity, the actual availability of cash that ensures you can keep the doors open, keep operations running smoothly day after day.
Absolutely. I think the core takeaway really is that careful, proactive management is essential. Managing your working capital diligently, trying to build accurate forecasts, even though we know they have limitations, being aware of the future possibilities, and having those strategies we discussed ready to deploy quickly when needed. It's all about building a financially resilient operation that can weather the storms.
You've heard just how critical cash flow is for survival, for growth. And we also touched on that tricky balance, not having too little cash, obviously, but also avoiding having too much just sitting idle. So after today's deep dive, maybe the most important question you need to ask yourself is this. Thinking about your own finances or your business, are you striking that perfect balance between having enough immediate liquidity for security and putting your capital to work productively for the future? Where are you on that tightrope?
Thank you so much for entrusting us with your sources today and for joining us on this deep dive into cash flow. We really hope you feel better armed now, more confident to navigate those financial currents. Keep learning, keep exploring.